Continued growth in Northeast Arkansas will create more jobs in the food services and hospitality industry. Arkansas State University's Newport campus in Jonesboro will be the home of a new program that will train local residents in food services management, which will train workers in the growing hospitality, food service, and tourism industries. The new food and hospitality services program will start in the fall with 20 students. Chancellor of the ASU Newport campus in Jonesboro is Dr. Larry Williams.
The hospitality services program here in Jonesboro will actually have two major career pathways for students. One will be the traditional culinary arts food preparation direction. The other will be more of the hospitality services management and the front end of the house. They will offer one semester technical certificates, 1 year technical certificates, and then also associate degrees in the hospitality services area.
And Dr. Williams tells how the program got started.
One of the reasons that the program here was started was through a vision of Mr. Wallace Fowler and Mayor Harold Perrin and others who saw the food industries growing rapidly in the Jonesboro area. And with the building of the new hospital and needing significant additional staff in the food services areas, as well as the desire to eventually have a convention center here, which there once again would increase the number of individuals with job skills necessary to be work ready in the hospitality and food service area.
The program includes a state-of-the-art teaching kitchen and a restaurant dining area where students can train. The program will also have science and computer labs, as well as teaching classrooms. Yesterday, the Delta Regional Authority made a $97,000 investment into the program, which is expected to help in the purchase of equipment and additional supplies. Delta Regional Authority Chairman Chris Massengill says this is a good investment to make.
This program does that in a couple of areas that I think is very crucial. We know that tourism is significant in our part of the world. We know that the hospitality and culinary services is growing, and it is an opportunity for our people to have good jobs. And this program will help do that. And we're proud to be a partner in this program, Larry, with you and ASU Newport. This is a good investment, and we're going to continue to be competitive. One of the coolest things that I like about this project is the ability to engage young people to have the opportunity to study this kind of training, concurrent enrollment while they're still in high school. So when they graduate, they're college ready and career ready. And that is a good thing. And this program will help do that.
Massengill says as Northeast Arkansas continues to grow, the need for this service will grow as well.
We know that this is a growing industry. We're seeing that right here in Jonesboro and Craighead County, but we're seeing that all over the Delta region. And this program will serve the whole region. It's not just going to serve Jonesboro and Craighead County or Newport. It's going to serve this whole area. And that's very exciting. And it will help us be competitive.
And Massengill tells what the money will be used for.
One of the coolest things that I get to do, which is what I love, is I love getting to come to communities, being here with you all today, seeing these projects firsthand, knowing that the almost $100,000 that we're making in this project will help buy equipment, will help to do the training, to help provide the services and the staffing and the equipment that you need to have such a high-class training program. And that's why we're here. That's why I'm excited to come and get to do one of my favorite parts, which is to sign a notice to proceed, which basically gives Larry and his team the official ability to spend money. And I like spending money on good economic development projects, and this does that, and I'm very excited to do that.
Steve Jones is a representative for Governor Mike Beebe and a former state legislator from West Memphis. Jones tells why he's excited about the program.
One thing that I do know about our community colleges, and I'm a huge fan, I served on the foundation board of mine back home in West Memphis, is community colleges get people ready for right now jobs. And these are right now jobs. This facility will get people ready to leave out of here and go to work somewhere right away. And I like that about this project. That's why Governor Beebe was thrilled to endorse this project. That's why I'm thrilled to be here today on his behalf. And we wish you well and much success in the great things that I know you will do here. Thank you for having us here today.
And the new food and hospitality services program will start in the fall. A ribbon cutting of the new technical center that will house the food services management program on the ASU Newport campus in Jonesboro will take place in mid-July. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.